is working for the city of Dallas. And her husband also graduated from Bishop. He's working with Safeway. And I'm not married. Neither one of my brothers are not married, but he plans to get married in March.
When you talk about a pantry, you think that is being connected with a kitchen, or could it just be?
It could and it could not be. My grandmother's pantry is with the kitchen. And what they used the pantry for, a long time ago they used to can vegetables, if you know what mm-hmm. that is, canning. They used to take peaches and pears and do pickles, tomatoes, all kind of things. And this apple butter, ooh, you gotta taste my grandma's apple butter, it is good. And her homemade pickles, they taste, those homemade pickles taste somewhat to kosher pickles. Mm-hmm. That's why I like those kosher pickles, because they taste so homemade. She would take all of that, and I mean in the summer they just have that pantry with all those. Now those are supposed to be things that are eaten in the winter, or jellies and jams. And in the back of the house, these used to be popular, but they're not popular. Smokehouses.
Mm-hmm.
You may have heard of those. They would kill their own hogs, but it's not safe to do that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It's best to take them to packing house. Well, my family never did too much have to buy beef or pork, because we own our own cattle and hogs. They take the hams and bake them and hang them up in the smokehouse. And I mean, they cure that, and that's the best meat, but they don't do that anymore because
mm-hmm.
really my mother lives there with her, my mother's baby sister, and just two women, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my mother's brother lives there, and he doesn't do anything. He works up here in the pottery where they make pots. But the baby sister did go to Prairie View, but she didn't graduate, and she worked at Fisk University
mm-hmm.
until my grandfather died. And well, at the time, my one of my uncles was in Houston, and the other one was in San Antonio, Las Vegas, and she was there long after my grandfather died. So she quit her job working at Fisk and came back down here. Her health was quite bad, but she didn't try to work anymore. So she's there, and they don't keep the farm up like
mm-hmm.
they should. But if it was me, I would get rid of all those cows and hogs, because you know. Who could take care of them? Like, you know, it used to be
yeah.
taken care of, but my mother's has a set of twins, and so far none of us, my sisters, my brothers, well, have twins yet, but I hope I have a set. They are fraternal twins. One is in Houston. She used to teach school, but she's not teaching school anymore. And the other twin teaches over here at Pemberton.
Mm-hmm.
She teaches homemaking. She used to teach CVAE, that's a new program of special education. She teaches students that have quit high school at an early age and who have come back, and they are way above the normal age of a high school student.
Mm-hmm.
And she prepares them to work at factories. They have these sewing machines. Now we have one called Imperial Reading, a factory where they make blue jeans like you have on. They make blue jeans overalls and things like that. Now she's teaching them to make those quilts, bedspreads, curtains. And she herself has to go to school to learn how to do that. And then of course my mother taught school a little while. And they have a sister who's teaching in Hallsville, Texas. She lives in Hallsville. That's where the family really originated. Well, she has a family of nine children. In fact, she has three right here at Wiley, and one just graduated, and he's teaching in New Spring. And the two sons, well, the sons got spoiled. I had an uncle. All he had to do was the student teaching. He got a brand new car, never did go back to school. And the younger son didn't like school, so he didn't participate in school. Now on my father's side, the oldest sister has a very good job in San Francisco. She's she's a secretary, but she's a medical secretary. and she's a very good seamstress. I wish you could see some of her work, and plus she's a beautician too. The oldest son used to be a prominent barber here in Marshall.